Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fall. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Fall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Fall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maxwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Cash reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and has Cash trapped. He races towards second and tags Cash for the out. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrion moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Carrion moves to third. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Landis scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Smith reaches second base with a double. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Bill Fall. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Smith moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Phillips moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Koch now pitching. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nicholson moves to third. Kerrion moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Nicholson scores. Kerrion moves to third. Herbert moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerrion scores. Herbert moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koch fires to first and has McCraw trapped. There's the throw to Smith, who tags McCraw for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cam Kerrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerrion is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kerrion hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Alan Koch. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herbert for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.